You know, people's sexuality is endlessly fascinating. Don't you think so? I mean, take you. You love to listen to my audios, and I know you come to me, and I love that. Bringing you pleasure is all I want to do. And yet, there's an infinite number of ways that that can happen. For example, I know that you often get the most pleasure when I take control, when I'm your loving girlfriend, making sure you're comfortable as you settle in to masturbate to me, getting you nicely settled in your private place, your bed, the sofa, slowly undressing you, seducing you at just the teasing pace you like, using my mouth, my hands, my pussy, and, of course, my voice, all to make you come. I love to care for you. I love to know that your pleasure is in my hands. It's so beautiful to see you respond to every kiss I give you. To see you stiffen just from the way I ask something like, "Can I suck you, my love?" That affirming, loving side is definitely me. But this is not the point. It's not all of me. My sexuality is very complex, and sometimes it's hard for me to tell someone I trust, someone who cares for me, like I know you do, that there are other things that bring me, well, let's just say, great pleasure. Being loving, showing love, bringing your partner joy, letting them know you care, those can all take many forms. And there's one particular form I like that, for some of my lovers, can be a bit of a shock. But I trust you enough to tell you something very personal. Is that all right? And look, if it gets at all uncomfortable for you, just let me know. Ready? Okay, here goes. I love to be dominated. I totally, absolutely fucking love it. And when my partner knows it, when he really cares for what brings me pleasure, he tells me what to do, how to do it, and when he wants it. He treats me like his property. He gives me no control, no choice. I have to serve him dutifully. Come slut to master. He owns me. He can do whatever the fuck he wants to me. I don't care how degrading it is. I fucking love it. There's something about serving him, trying to please him, wanting to be his good girl, that's just so fucking arousing for me. That's when I have my most intense orgasms. That's when I come hardest. I can't really explain it, because it seems so at odds with how people see me. I mean, I'm an extrovert, a bit of an exhibitionist. I'm not a shy wallflower. I'm often the center of attention. I'm very confident in who I am. Maybe being dominated is the yin to my yang of being the loving girlfriend. But I only like it if my dom, my master, or mistress is someone I trust completely. Because then I know that when they order me, insult me, degrade me, when they tell me to get on my fucking knees and crawl across the floor to them, when they say that they're going to use me, that every one of my holes is theirs, that I'm their private property, that they own me. I always know, deep inside me, that they're doing it for me, because they love me and want to do things to me that they know I will adore. That's when domination becomes an act of love. So, a lot to process, huh? What do you think? Hey, what are you doing? Is that a dog collar? Where the fuck did that come from? You're kidding. You've had it in reserve. In reserve for what? For the time when something like this happened? Oh, you wonderful man. You do know me, after all. You totally nailed me. How on earth did you guess? I am so fucking lucky. Give you my panties? Why? Oh, sorry. Yes, of course. And yes, I agree that from now on, I'm not allowed to question anything you say. All right. Yes, sir. Here they are. They're a bit dirty. I haven't changed them since yesterday. Plus, I slept in them last night. Was that wrong of me? Have I disappointed you? I have. Oh, I'm sorry, Daddy. What can I do to make it up to you? You want me to rub them on the collar? To make sure it's covered in my stink? That my juices and smells are all over it? And then you'll put it on me? Yes, sir. There. My collar now has all my sense of sex on it. It's reeking of me. I fucking love that. Thank you. Yes, you can tie it around my neck. Thank you. You own me now. Everyone else will stay away from me because they'll detect my smell on me and they'll know that my smell is yours. That just like every other part of me, my smell is something you own. It belongs to you and only you. What? Yes, sir. I can put my fingers in my cunt. I would love to do that for you. After all, this filthy, dirty, wet cunt, it's all yours. I'll do anything to it. Whatever you ask of me. Is that good? Are you deep enough in there yet? Oh, fuck myself? Oh, thank you, sir. I love to fuck this cunt. Fuck, you make me so wet. Am I a good girl for you? Please. Tell me I am. Tell me I'm good. Tell me I please you. Yes, I can take my fingers out. Yes, sir. I'll smear my juices all over my fingers. Put them in my mouth and suck. Yes, sir. Smear them over your cock. Thank you. Oh, Daddy is glistening with his little girl all over his cock head. You want my juice on my tits? You want to see my nipples glisten with it? Oh, fuck. Oh, thank you. That feels so naughty. I fucking love it. You're such a good master. Yes, I can kneel for you. Yes, I will slobber all over your prick. I'll suck. I'll swirl my tongue. I'll make so much fucking saliva that I'll cover your dick in an ocean of my cunt juice. My saliva. All right, I'll try to get all of you in my mouth, but you're so big. Sorry, sir. I never want to disappoint you again. Am I a good girl for you, Daddy? Did I get enough of you down my throat? Yes, sir. I can bend over for you. Like this? My head on the mattress? My ass stuck up? Right in front of your face? Am I clean enough for you, Daddy? Or do you like your little girl dirty? Do I smell how you want me to? Oh, fuck. I'm so happy to be so exposed, so open to you, so vulnerable. Oh, thank you. Yes, pull me apart. Yes, of course. I can raise my ass up even more. Is that good enough? Am I pleasing you? Oh, fuck. Am I wet enough? Is my cunt soft enough? You're going to go deep into me. You're going to mess me up. To ruin me. To make me a whore. Your whore? Oh, thank you, Daddy. That's all I want. That's all I ever really wanted. To be used by you. Marked. Degraded. Owned. Please. Please, fucking destroy me. Slam it into me. Yes. Oh, God. Yes. Any hole. Ruin me. Fuck your little cunt. Fuck me. Split me open. Throw me off your cock when you're done. I want your cum to cling to every part of my body. My mouth, my tits, my cheeks, my pussy lips. I love it when your sticky, thick, warm cum is in my mouth, my cunt, my ass. I want to be your good girl, Daddy. Am I good enough today? Am I pleasing you enough? You want me to do all the work? Yes, Daddy. You can keep your dick in me and stay still, and I'll thrust back onto you. I can be your dog. I can be your bitch. I can thrust my tight little cunt, my sweet, warm hole. All the way back over your pole. Oh, Daddy, your cock is so hard in me. Oh, I think you might break me. Oh, thank you, Daddy. Thank you for making me do all the work. Oh, fuck. Oh, Daddy, you want me to make you come? Really? I'm such a lucky girl. And it's okay if I come too. Oh God, you are so good to me. Oh, I feel like you're splitting me open. Oh God, you're breaking me apart. Please, let me break myself on you. That's it. Oh God, I can feel you twitch inside me. Oh fuck. You're so hard, so fucking stiff. You're the rod on which my whole body is shivering, quaking. Can I come, Daddy? Please? Please, can I come? Oh, fuck. I can feel your cream flowing into me. Warm my insides as you ram that cock into me. Into your good little girl. Oh, Daddy, don't be disappointed in me. But I'm gonna come. I'm sorry, Daddy. Is that all right? I'm sorry. I'm coming. Fuck. Are you okay? I came so hard, thrusting back on you like that. I was so worried I would break your cock. Oh, my love. How on earth did you know that about me? How did you guess that I was into consensual domination? That when you defiled me, owned me, broke me, that I loved it. You're amazing, my sweet, sweet man.